Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brinny.
Oh, Eddie's not on this today?
No.
Okay.
Would you like us to call him?
No, I actually felt like that he... It's almost as if we should have at some point there gone, we'll let you go.
We did.
Like your hands are full.
That was a short segment. It could have been shorter. You're right. We should have. You never know. You just never know.
Yeah, it's gonna I don't go. Know either.
And sometimes people are a home run and sometimes they're not. And, you know, that's the thing with especially people who've been on the show a million times. I guess there's a comfort level on their end, too. And so they feel free to whine. Wind grizzle at us. Anyway, Eddie,
yeah. Anyway,
yeah. If you are looking for, and he is great. I think the world of him, and I think he's a great performer. We're talking about Eddie Ift, and he's at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale Thursday through Sunday. But today is Tuesday. Maybe you're not listening to this on Tuesday. If you are, well, hello, and thank you for remembering your daily appointment with us on the Odyssey app. And if not, hey, where are we going? Where are we going to go do? Where are you taking us this weekend as you listen to your podcast?
Hopefully, you know what I thought about today?
What?
I know that I'm nowhere near, even on vacation, I'm not going to be able to just go up to Tahoe and, you know, do a strike mission. But people clicking in right now as we're making this podcast, It's the perfect day. It was 9 feet by the end of the storm of fresh snow, and today we have beautiful, clear, sunny skies.
Today
clicking
would
in
be
today,
the day.
Like getting on the lift right now would be the move.
Right. And for those of you who, you know, you wish that could be, I'm one of those people, I wish that could be me, this damn job thing.
Right.
This is, you know, maybe make plans for this. Although you can never tell. Most years, we don't have this kind of snowpack at this time of the year. This is huge. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it's setting the tone for the rest of the season, because it would be what a bummer if it turns off. I know. Knock on wood. Keep it snowing. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Right.
I have a choice for you this morning.
Okay.
I have a bad advice, and it's about in-laws and kids, and it is good. Or I have another good first time tail. And I probably do not have time for both. So
it's an either or.
Yeah.
Bryn?
Everybody vote. Everybody vote on what they'd like to hear.
Yeah, I like the good first time stuff. You know, that's nice to hear.
Sure.
I like it too.
Then let's go with that.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Would you have voted the other way, Vin?
I like bad advice a lot. I believe in my own head and add Eddie to it. I've heard enough whining about what people have done to their own lives. Like, you know, So maybe that's not the one. I'm not sure.
You know, I will say this. Sometimes you read a pre-read of bad advice and I think, it's you. Hi, you're the problem. It's you. I don't want to say that's, but I was reading it going, yeah, there's an easy way to fix this, you.
Oh.
But.
Well, then we can go with that if you like.
But maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
We'll
see what everybody.
The good first time for V Hale tomorrow. It's you. This one that's better for V.
Do you guys want to change right now?
It's up to you. What do you think, Sarah?
I think they're both good.
I agree. All right. Let's just go with the first one then.
Okay. Hey, Secret Show crew.
Hey.
Hey.
Please don't say my name in case it's somewhere in this. Okay. If you forget and put it in there, I'll try and remember to not say it. I've been thinking about writing my good first time experience for a while. So, you know, not every woman had a terrible first experience. And when you asked the other day, specifically for emails of good experiences, I said, well, now's the time. Now is clearly the time. So here we go.
All right.
I was in college in my early 20s.
Oh.
So on the later side, dating a man in his early 20s. We'd exchanged love yous and been dating a few weeks. Young love. Mm. She actually writes that here. Young love. She knows. She knows that was too fast. We'd gone away on weekend trips twice. He knew I was a virgin. He definitely was not. But each time we went away, I just wasn't ready, and he fully respected that, so nothing physical but cuddling and kissing happened. Finally, one night, while together at his home, I felt happy, in love, comfortable, and I was ready. No pre-planning. It just happened. It just felt right. I snuck one of his dress shirts out of his closet and went to the bathroom to get ready for bed. Another story there, but he had mentioned how hot I looked in his dress shirt a few weeks previous. When I heard him,
oh, that's awesome.
Yes, this is good.
That is so awesome.
When I heard him head to his room, I walked out of the bathroom and stepped into his room behind him. When he turned around, he was surprised and said, wow, you look amazing. I told him, I'm ready. He paused and asked, are you sure? He actually, for all his experience, seemed nervous.
Oh, my God. I'm having trouble not squealing with joy myself right now. I mean, how did he keep his cool? Whoa!
He's just trying to be...
Are you sure?
Oh, it's over. I can't. Maybe
bathroom,
tomorrow.
Bathroom real quick. Let me wrap this up.
He said, are you sure? For all his experience, he seemed nervous. That was such a turn on and confirmed that this was the man I wanted to be with. I will say the first time was a bit painful, to be expected, but he was so attentive and gentle. A little bit later, maybe an hour, he asked if I would like to go again. And by that time, everything was a bit more used to doing what it needed to do. And it was so good. Honestly, mind-blowing, as were many nights with him after that.
Mm. All right.
That is good news. I guess by 20, you know what all the parts do.
You hope.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you've been getting yourself on the regular, you horny little bitch. You know how everything works and what needs to happen. We didn't end up together long term, but I've never regretted how I gave away my virginity and who I gave my virginity to. I wish everyone knew you don't have to rush it. Take your time and wait until you feel truly ready and are with a person that makes you feel loved, respected, and safe. It will be worth it, I promise you. With overwhelming feelings of concern, person who will not be named.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. And that's sincerely what I hope for my kids and for any person, you know, who's like sort of, that's a milestone and it shouldn't be horrible. And it should be with someone that, you know, respects and likes you. You should, at the very least, be friends.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, like, yeah. Have that mutual friendship where you care for one another in a real way, and it's not about finishing and leaving.
Right.
Like, that's just the worst.
It shouldn't be about pressure. It shouldn't be about, I'm getting old, I need to do this. Although, sometimes it is time to just go fuck someone. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. If you're 30, and it's not like a religious thing where you're...
Oh, the 30-year-old listening just went, oh, God damn it!
Look, if you're 30 years old and you're still a virgin, and it's not because you... I don't know what you're waiting for. Like, Mr. Fucking Perfect is not riding in on a horse. I'm sorry.
No, it just gets weird at that point.
It gets weird. Now you're a weird 30-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. Just go, you know, get on Tinder. Don't tell them you're a virgin.
I know a couple of 40-year-old virgins.
What?
Yeah.
That's not real. Stop it. You know several? Are they women or men?
A couple. Girls.
You know two girls who are 40 years old. And what are they, nuns?
No, they... Just, I think they have like this preconditioned idea of what men are and were by their parents, and so they were like, you know, be careful who you don't date, especially in the Asian culture.
Oh, don't, are they both not, Asian?
Uh huh.
And is this a thing?
It is a thing, absolutely. Well, I think all parents want to watch out for their daughters about fucking jerky dudes out there. But some parents, I feel like they do too much of a good job doing that, controlling the daughter and making sure she focuses primarily on school first, and then it just kind of gets away from them. And then by college, they're like, okay, I'm open to dating, but because they have no experience, they have this whole like perfect guy syndrome where they're waiting for that perfect guy. And then eventually, they're kind of by the time they're over that, maybe they're 35 by then, it gets harder and harder.
To make a connection.
Yeah, I'm like, just lower your standards and go on dates, dude. Like,
oh, jeez.
I mean,
he's just, not wrong.
I like that one, yeah.
Yeah, well, lower your standards and go on some fucking dates.
Yeah, don't fuck anybody, but just, like, take your time and get out there.
Fuck a few people, though. You should get going.
Whatever you feel comfortable with, but just get out there.
Honestly.
Like a training process.
The Prince Charming thing is just, it'll fuck your brain.
It will. Disney has done that to a lot of people. Like, no, you're not a prince. Like, what am I doing with you?
Well, I used to talk about this on our show the first time around, so this is a thought that I've had for, I don't know, 20-something years, but I do think it's the easiest thing in the world is to tell someone why something sucks or why someone's not good or why someone isn't dateable or fuckable or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest thing in the world. It really, like, sucks.com, I could do it all day. Like, why does this suck? I'll tell you. No problem. The idea that you're eliminating people right and left on site is one of those things that I think is a problem. I do agree with that. It's I'm not saying go out with everybody, but I do think you find if you give someone a chance and their personality can bring up their attractability by
absolutely.
A lot.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I'm like,
by a lot if you give them a chance. And usually that's unfortunate is that it happens at work. Because those are the people you're around for 8+ hours a day.
You get to know them. You start to really like aspects of their personality that make them more attractive. It's 100% true.
So my thought in conclusion is you have to give somebody a chance before you... Yes, they've got a big nose. Or yes, they've got bad hair or bad skin or whatever. Yes, anybody can be eliminated without ever going on a date with them. But if you give them a chance, they may be that person that grows on you to the extent that you're like, this person's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't be without this person. Right?
Yeah. Like, that can happen.
Absolutely.
But you're not giving it a chance.
Mm-mm. When you take away, that's judging a book by its cover. 100%.
Even when they wear a seatbelt, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So what you right. The guy's got a fucking seatbelt on. Deal with it. Find out what's behind the seatbelt. Who is that human being? Maybe we should have saved this one for her.
All right, do the other one. Let's just...
Nah, it's too late now. We don't have enough time.
We can redo it.
It's really long, so I don't want to...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to rush, you know? Anyway,
no, I agree.
To this person, that does actually sound like a really nice... And I think that, like Vinny said, there's a couple good takeaways from that. It's someone that she liked. Yeah, they didn't stay together. It was on her terms. You know, it's not this precious thing, but it's also not something to be tossed away either, you know, by someone who's putting pressure on you or someone who, when you're 13 years old, you think you're in love with because you're a 13-year-old.
I think what I, like, when I think about it, and I'm not necessarily thinking about my daughters having sex, but just those milestones, what I don't want for them is what happened to you.
No.
That some guy works, chips away at them, tells them whatever it is they want to hear for as long as it takes, bones them, and then never calls them again. Like, that isn't what I would like for them.
It was a super bummer. And it was he wasn't even, like, good at it or anything. I wasn't like, oh, you know. I didn't even give a shit about him. Like, I'm not even sure why I'm so mad. It's just that, he worked me so hard for so long that when it finally happened, I was like, well, I guess I should.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to hopefully coach them up against is that person who's just saying whatever it takes.
Right.
Oh, I love you. Oh, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Please don't fall for that.
Right. Well, and it's about knowing yourself, which is hard for someone young, and about respecting yourself, which also can be hard for someone young, you know? You don't really know what you want or what the rest of your life's going to shape up to be. And you think you know things that you don't really know.
You know, I had a really good experience, but I also had this sort of I also was super into partying and going and, you know, like the girlfriends I had would always be like, I don't know where he is. And I, you know, like never... had any idea, and I was always out with, you know, my boys drinking or doing something stupid. Like, I still had a good experience, but I remember those kids that I grew up with that had good partnerships. You know, they were those couples where
even
you were
at
like,
a young age,
they're so cute together, and they're always together, and they like each other, and they're friends, and they seem to really... That's what I would hope for anybody, is that you've got that kind of a connection where the two of you cross over that milestone together, and you're both still together after, and you liked it.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, that's and really, no one feels it's like, the most you can ask for, right?
Right, and no one feels like, okay, so I'm garbage? Thanks right. a lot.
That's a it's a terrible feeling, and it can really undermine kind of your self-confidence in so many ways when you feel like, because you do feel like you gave something away, and it turns out you gave it to an asshole. It's you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a, exactly, but it is also a, it's. But that's the other thing too. Like, you kind of have to get over the preciousness of it. Like, I had to come to terms with that. Like, I can't let that define everything else about me. That's not
right.
That fucking dude. I'm gonna let him be a defining factor in my life. Fuck that noise. Of course, I'm saying that now at 56. You know? I literally lost my virginity 40 years ago. Jesus Christ.
How'd that happen?
I guess it was 40 years ago this past November. November 18th.
Oh.
I know. Crazy. Okay.
Hey, before we exit.
Yeah.
Bryn, baby watch, where are we at?
She's at the checkup right now. You know how as you get closer, there are more checkups. So she's there.
Yes.
And I assume it's just going to be a quick in and out. You know, listen to the heartbeat.
One more week, though. 1 week and the baby will be here.
Exactly 1 week, yeah.
At the most, one week. I mean, anything can happen.
I know.
So crazy.
I have so much to do.
How excited are you, though?
He's making cribs excited. Over there.
Yeah, I have the crib, the bassinet, the all the stuff.
Wait a minute.
Bring
you didn't
stuff
just
down.
Save that stuff from Cameron?
We saved it, but it's been so long that, you know, she had to put, like, all the 0 to 6 months in a box and then put it in the attic and then put the swing somewhere else. And then we got rid of our crib because we didn't need it for so long, so we gave it to somebody else. And now we have to ask for another one back from somebody else because they have a kid that's older. And it's like the whole, like, merry-go-around, switch-around thing where... So I'm getting all these things and resetting stuff up and putting stuff away for storage and taking stuff out of storage. It's like a whole thing.
That's awesome.
It's very
fun. It is. It's great.
It's very exciting.
Well, and you get a whole, you make it a whole new person. And if Cameron's any indication, this one will be a firecracker. Well, maybe this one will be like really calm and really just like to sit and pat the cat.
I think that's one of the interesting parts of how two people combine and make different children. I mean, I know that's such a dumb thing to say.
It's
out
not.
Loud, but...
It's 100%. You think I'll get one just like that one.
And there's complete differences in them. Yeah. And watching that happen without any direction from you kind of it's kind of miraculous. You go, yeah, oh my gosh.
How did these two completely different people, they look completely different, they act completely differently, they're into totally different things.
You never know what you're going to get.
You don't. And you can't, and look, you got to accept it no matter what it is and love them for who they are and who they
all
turn
I
out
want
to be.
Is healthy. That's all I really want.
Unless the rest happen. You're lucky you get a front row seat to them, to their life.
Yeah, the front row seats to that hospital, though. Eesh, I'm scared of this one. It's kind of like, I don't know, man.
You'll be fine. I know. Everything's going to be great.
It's just, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking.
Sure. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us for today. Tomorrow, V. Hale will be on, and I'll get to the in-law one. It's a good one.
Yes.
So it's not, I don't think it's a hard one, but it is a good one.
All right, cool.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
The end.